Welcome to the Almost 30 podcast. I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Krista, and we're your hosts, guides, and friends on this path. Almost 30 is not about your age. It's about the feeling. All of us are almost something, seeking community and resources to support the rumblings of transformation within us.
Our conversations are deep dives, shepherded by our insatiable curiosity and desire for connection, enduring inspiration, and a sense of levity that we can all benefit from.
We're looking to find the magic in the human experience.
Buckle up, baby. Your evolution is waiting. Welcome to the show. It's Lindsay and Krista. If you're new, what's up? This is initiation.
Welcome to the family. Welcome to the Almost 30 community. We are a community-based podcast. We did communities before anyone else did communities and monetized them. We were all about bringing you helpful information and resources, all the things we wish we would have known in our transition from our 20s to our 30s. And we did it as best friends and business partners, with a deep love for the people that we work with and serve.
Yes. And early on in the life of Almost 30, so much of our content revolved around health and wellness. Though we've kind of branched out and kind of gone in different directions, whether it's spirituality or relationship self-development, it's important that we come back to that pillar of what we do because it does affect everything else. And this conversation with Jessie, the glucose goddess, we've had her on before, which went viral. We're so glad to have her back to talk about her glucose goddess method. Has honestly changed the game for you and I, but also for thousands of people in really easy, simple, like ways that you can do today. And it's been blowing my mind each time I talk to her. I'm like, another hack?
The hacks are so simple. And
so simple.
Highly recommend, if you have not already, listen to the first episode we did with Jessie. You can search Glucose Goddess Almost 30 and find it anywhere you listen to podcasts. Super informative, and it'll be really helpful for you in understanding the importance of glucose and why we want to have stable, regulated blood glucose levels and the benefits of it, and sort of the foundation for the conversation that we will have today. Today's going to go much more into the specifics of how you can leverage the Glucose Goddess hacks and practices in your life in a really easy way. So you can listen to both separately, but I think it's really powerful to listen to the first one to really understand some of the science.
Yes. So today we're walking through her Glucose Goddess method, which is basically a four-week method that will for sure change the way you feel and hopefully change the way that you approach eating and lifestyle. We also talk about grounding and glucose. There's a lot of studies that she brought up around different aspects or practices in wellness that Krista and I both love, but didn't realize that they affect your glucose. So grounding is one of them. Getting sunlight into your eyes first thing in the morning is also another one of those. Exercising, the effect of like kind of intense exercise a couple times a week and how that can actually be beneficial, especially for preventing cancer or those with cancer. We talked about the exercise after a meal, especially. Even just some calf raises can do a lot of good. So it's really, really fascinating.
Yeah, I'm excited about this one. I've added vinegar to my diet since having her on the show. Organic Olivia is a friend. She has a really good product, Gluco Bitters, which is bitters and apple cider vinegar together in this product. And it's really, really helped my energy be super stable. And it's also helped my digestion, my skin. So it's all super easy. And these are ancient practices too. So adding vinegar to your diet is an ancient practice. Grounding is an ancient practice. Walking after meals is an ancient practice. So it's really bringing up these things that we've been doing over time, but maybe we sort of lost sight of, and then incorporating it again into our day to day.
Truly. So the new book is The Glucose Goddess Method. It is out now. You can follow Jessie on Instagram at Glucose Goddess. Her hacks are on there every single day, and it's really valuable to see the kind of diagram she has of different options. You know, you might have a rice cake, but then you can have a rice cake with peanut butter, and you can have a totally different glucose spike or non-spike. So check that out. And if you are new to Almost 30, you want to explore our world, you can go to almost30.com. We have our membership, which is just an incredible place for you to be in community, to learn and grow, to have fun, and to really feel that accountability on your path. We also have programs like the Life Edit, Krista's signature program, my signature program, The Sacredness of Being Single. So you can learn more about those at almost30.com.
Almost 30 Podcast on Instagram, Almost 30 Podcast on TikTok. You can find reels and clips from the show. And then we have a Clips channel, Morning Microdose, which is our baby podcast that has some of the best from Almost 30 in short form. And we love you guys. We're so grateful to have you here. It means so much that you're a part of our community, and we're excited to dig into this one. So let's get into it.
Let's do it.
We're so glad to have you back in person. Sisters. The glucose revolution is happening here now.
I'm so happy to be back.
So happy. Now that we've gotten all the shit talking out of the way before we recorded. All the truth telling.
No comment.
No comment. I'm so grateful to have you. You know, the book you have coming out this week is a book that we've been talking about behind the scenes. And even in our last conversation, we sort of prefaced what it was going to be about and why. And you wrote a book really recently. Like, you've been kind of working hard. Yeah. So I'd love to know why another book this fast.
Yeah. So the first one came out just a year ago, and it was, you know, all the science about blood sugar, why you should care, the hacks, what to do about it, stories, and it had my story in it. It was like almost like the Bible of glucose, right? And after that first book, I started getting these weird DMs. People were DMing me and being like, hey, Jesse, could you like move in with me and help me actually do the hacks? And I didn't get that just once. Like, I got that like dozens of times. I was like, oh, okay. So people understood the science. They were like, fuck, I'm having glucose spikes. I need to fix it. But they wanted a bit more of a step-by-step guide to know how to start, when to start, you know? And so this second book, The Glucose Goddess Method, is the answer to that question. And so it's basically me moving in with you for 4 weeks and telling you to just like, okay, lean back, relax, follow my lead. I'm going to guide you through this process of changing your life and applying the hacks and incorporating them into your life 1 week at a time. Because really, the hardest thing about all this is just actually doing it. And so I want to make sure that I'm serving every single type of need so that people actually get it done. So I'm so excited. And it's so gorgeous.
It's gorgeous.
It's so gorgeous.
It's so much.
I love
the cover. Is amazing. It's so you. It just feels so good.
Why, it feels really good.
Why 4 weeks? Is it like a particular kind of weaning on or weaning off? Or how do you set it up?
It felt right. So the four weeks felt right. So essentially the way it works is that week one, we look at breakfast. So week one, we change our breakfast from whatever you're having before to a savory breakfast, which keeps your glucose level steady all day. And I have a bunch of recipes in the book to actually help you do it. And so then for the whole 4 weeks, you continue with the savory breakfast.
So it's building.
It's building. Yeah. Week two, vinegar. Mm-hmm. And again, people are like, okay, vinegar is good for my glucose, but like, I don't really want to just drink some vinegar and water. That's so boring. So I have like a million ways of doing it that can turn into your own little ritual. Like, you get to test things and just have a little moment for yourself. Week three, veggie starters, which you have once a day before lunch or before dinner. And week four, movement. And so by the end of those 4 weeks, it's as if you took the on-ramp, you know, on the freeway to like the rest of your life. Now you're set. Now you have these habits in place that you're never going to really get rid of because you feel so much better so quickly. You're like, okay, this is my life.
100%.
So I just wanted to help people get from like that zero to that one state. That's really important to me, actually helping people do it. Because we've all heard like, eat better, exercise more. That's so vague and unhelpful. I'm here to solve the motivation issue. I'm here to actually help people do it because that's the hardest part.
And to actually feel
what
it feels like to begin that change. Because I think that's what people miss because they don't commit long enough to feel the change. So once you feel the change, it's kind of like they perk up.
Absolutely. And I can tell you after those 4 weeks, so because I'm a scientist, I wanted to get more data on all this. All the hacks in the Glucose Goddess Method are all backed by amazing scientific studies, but I wanted to get my own data. So I recruited in October 2,700 people that went through the method when it was just still a PDF, you know, and the photos were like really like gross photos. It was not even the final photos. It was really like super raw. But I had all these people go through and I was following them day by day and they were experiencing this whole thing together. And by the end of the 4 weeks, 99% of people told me they were going to continue the hacks in their lives, which for me, that meant so much. It's so cool because that's just so many lives actually changed. Mm. And it feels pretty good.
That's amazing. What I love about it, and I already do a lot of the hacks.
Yes.
Because I'm a good student, is that it's not really changing my diet. It's like
adding
or moving things around, or like adding vinegar to my diet has been so simple. Mm-hmm. Having veggies first is so simple. And I think that's the most important piece of it. It's like, these are actually very simple things that feel very natural. Walking after you eat is very natural. Like, it's really been intuitive for me. So I'd like to start with week one of breakfast. What are some of the things that people can look for, or how they can support a breakfast that feels really good for them? And why is breakfast so important, especially from a glucose level perspective?
So your breakfast kind of dictates the rest of your day. So if at breakfast you have a big glucose spike because you're eating basically just sugars and starches, maybe like cereal, maybe oats with honey, maybe bread and jam, maybe orange juice, muesli, granola, that's a big glucose spike. And your body, when you've just woken up and it's the morning, your body's very empty and very sensitive. And the information comes through really quickly. Glucose comes through really quickly. So a lot of glucose at breakfast leads to the biggest spike of the day usually. And then once you started the spike, you're on the goddamn roller coaster and you can't really get off until the next morning. It's hard. And so with the week one of savory breakfast, you just step off that roller coaster forever. And we have amazing ideas of just protein-rich breakfasts that are tasty, easy to make, easy to eat, take 5 minutes. I wanted all the recipes in the book to also be very, very, very simple. So they're all 6 ingredients or less, which is amazing. 5 minutes to make. And there's also the little images of the ingredients as cutouts. So you can just open a page and you're like, oh, I have all those things. Uh-huh. I just wanted to make everything as simple as possible.
Yeah.
So anyway, so with this new breakfast, what happens is your body actually can make energy much more efficiently. Because I remember in last time we talked about this, like sugar at breakfast gives us pleasure, makes us feel like, but that's not energy. That's just dopamine in the brain. On the inside, when you have a big spike at breakfast, it actually hurts your mitochondria's ability to make energy. Mm. So it's really important to get that right. It's kind of like a cornerstone of your life. And after just 2-3 days, you feel so much better that it just becomes your new life. And you don't really want to go back to the other stuff.
Mm-hmm. What would an example of like a savory breakfast be? Like
My favorite ones? 2 egg omelets with feta and tomatoes. A little chickpea stew, halloumi with spinach. I have this one recipe that I love, which is called ice cream for breakfast. And so it's Greek yogurt, some berries, some nut butter, all whipped together. You can make it the night before. It's like this nice little cold thing in the morning. Now another one I love. I call it the avocado accident. It was one day I had all this stuff in my fridge and I just wanted to make a breakfast. I think I had like hummus, tuna, avocado, some seeds and some salt. I was like, okay, I'm just going to make a thing. And it became this accident on my plate of the hummus, the avocado and the tuna and the seeds, olive oil and salt. And it was so good.
Oh, it sounds so good.
So it was the accident. So lots of things like that, that you can just whip up, not much cooking required. And that will all make you feel really nice and happy.
And those have a good balance of the protein, fat and fiber. Mm. Is it more important that we're getting those 3 things or that we're reducing the sugar? Like, what's the relationship between those when you're thinking about breakfast?
That is such a good question. So it's more important to have protein than to reduce sugar. So for example, if in the past you used to have like oats and honey, it would be more important to like add 2 eggs to that up front rather than just like reducing the amount of honey in your oats.
Smart.
The protein is really key. That's going to keep you like steady eagle energy all day. That's really important. And even within the method, like even if people are having a hard time getting rid of their sweet breakfast foods, you can still have those, but during the day, like after lunch or after dinner as dessert, right? So it's super permissive. Nothing is off limit. It's more like just readjusting things slightly, adding stuff. And a lot of people end up eating more than usual and feeling so much better. Mm. And a lot of people actually even lose fat, even if they don't even intend to, right? It's not a diet. It's really about your health, but that's a common consequence.
So then week 2.
Yes.
We keep the savory breakfast.
Yes.
Then we move on to adding vinegar.
Yes.
And I know some people are like, ew,
yeah,
vinegar.
Ew.
So how are we going to incorporate it? But also, why is it so important for your glucose?
So the science shows us that vinegar contains this wonderful molecule called acetic acid. And acetic acid is pretty dope and does 2 things in our body. One, when we have a tablespoon of vinegar before a meal, the acetic acid in the vinegar slows down how quickly starches turn to glucose in our stomach. And second, acetic acid goes to your muscles and goes like, hey, muscles, please soak up more glucose as it arrives into your bloodstream. So those two things are very powerful in reducing the spike of a meal. So the hack that was in the first book is 1 tablespoon of vinegar before a meal. You can just dilute it in some water, for example. Mm-hmm. During the method, there's like 30 different ways of having this, right? From like these beautiful mocktails, like the mojito slushy, the cinnamon tea, a lot of dressings that you can actually use on your food instead of drinking the vinegar. And it's really, really fun and beautiful. And of course, there's the Glucose Goddess Classic, which is just a tablespoon of vinegar in water. And the photo is so gorgeous. I'm wearing this like Gucci suit that says GG on it. So it's like GG green. And the that's so much fun.
I love that we talked about one interview you were on. You're like, yeah, I was really sick. I was in a Balenciaga sweatshirt. I was chilling. I'm like, dude, the important shit.
Making science sexy. That's what we're here for.
For the apple cider vinegar, just quickly on that. Is it true that if you have it after your meal, it will actually hinder things because it will slow your digestion? I've heard that.
No. It's fine. Even if you have it afterwards, it's also okay. It's just more effective up front. But you can also have it during or after a meal. And on week 2, the idea is to have this vinegar drink before the meal of your day that's the highest in glucose. To like use the power of the vinegar as effectively as possible. So for example, you know, if you want to have a cake in the afternoon, have the vinegar before. Or if you're having like a pasta dinner, have the vinegar before that.
Okay, small daily actions. They just make a big difference. And I just cannot emphasize this enough. It creates this cascade effect and honestly a snowball effect. So one begets the next really great, positive, small action, but it almost has like a bigger impact as the day, as the week goes on. And I'm just someone who very much believes in this, whether you're like smiling at a stranger, or maybe you wake up a little bit earlier to practice your meditation, or maybe read part of the book that you're loving, or maybe you integrate a healthy habit like taking a probiotic, which is something that I've been doing for a few years now. I've been taking Seeds DSO1 Daily Symbiotic, and I love it. And I've just noticed that this is the catalyst at the beginning of the day for a ton of healthy choices that I make. And I've noticed a difference when I don't take it. I forgot on vacation a few months ago and I noticed a difference. I was bloated. I wasn't as regular. I started to get a little breakout on my chin. Things were just going haywire. So I'm just so thankful for Seed. If you are someone who wants to support your gut or your skin, digestion, your gut barrier integrity, I recommend Seed. Their DSO1 Daily Symbiotic is incredible. What is different about Seed? So Seed's patented capsule and capsule design is so unique. It basically means that the fragile bacteria within the capsule can survive the journey. So from like shipping to your door to when you put it in your body all the way through your GI tract, all without synthetic or chemical coatings. And this was developed in collaboration with Seed Scientific Board and based on their foundational work in probiotics and the microbiome. They are the best in the space. So I trust them and I've experienced incredible results. So trust your gut with Seeds DSO1 Daily Symbiotic. Go to seed.com/almost and use the code 25almost to get 25% off your first month. That's 25% off your first month of Seeds DSO1 Daily Symbiotic at seed.com/almost. The code is 25almost. I don't know about you, but when my like skin on my body, not just my face, but my body skin is like glowing and supple, I just feel like a freaking $1,000,000. It gives me so much confidence. And so I wanted to give you a little insight into what I'm doing to just get my body skin looking glowy and gorgeous. Osea, you've heard us talk about them for years. They are a brand that we are so loyal to, love deeply. They're clinically proven seaweed-infused skincare is just results-driven. I've gotten results with every product that I've used from Osea, and I'm really excited for you to try. Oh my gosh, it's it's gone viral many times over. The Undaria Algae Body Oil. Oh my God. I get compliments all the time. Okay. It is super rich, but not greasy. And it's clinically proven to instantly improve skin elasticity. It smells unbelievable. Let me just say that. You'll feel like you're in a spa. It visibly firms your skin and makes skin feel more sculpted and toned. I just love the way it makes my legs and arms look. And it's just, it leaves your skin silky and soft and glowy. I love it so much. Sometimes if I'm feeling just extra, I will add the Undaria Algae Body Butter. This is indulgent, buttery, rich texture. If you have any crepey skin anywhere, like I have some crepey skin on my elbows. Oh, it's helped so much. Clinically proven to hydrate for 72 hours. It's awesome. So those are my two like top products right now, but they have a ton of incredible products that I want you to check out. The Undaria Collagen Body Lotion, also one of my faves. All right. So if you want to glow from the inside out, babes, with the clean vegan skin and body care from Osea, you can do so. OseaMalibu.com. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code A30POD. Write that down, A30POD. At OseaMalibu.com, you'll get free samples with every order. They're so amazing about that. And free shipping on orders over $60. So head to OseaMalibu.com and use the code A30POD, A30POD, for 10% off.
And another thing I want to mention is that in the method, apart from the hacks, you do whatever the heck you want. You eat and drink whatever you usually do. It's not about cutting anything out. It's about placing these sort of like gentle giants into your day and noticing how amazingly your feeling of your body changes, and you don't even want to eat that sugary thing anymore. So it's really healing from the inside out, not trying to apply willpower to things.
Right. Is there a suggestion or science behind how much time between breakfast and the next meal, or should we wait to have breakfast, or should breakfast be the first thing you do when you get up?
I don't really know. That's a good question. Instead of like the timing of breakfast, what's more important is how you break the fast, right? So it's less important if you have it at 7 a.m. or 11 a.m. It's more important to think about what's actually in the food. I'll look into this a bit more for you if you want, but from what I've seen, it doesn't matter that much. Yeah,
but that makes sense. The breaking the fast and how you do it.
Yeah. Because the longer you wait, the more empty your stomach is and the more sensitive you're going to be.
Sure.
So if you fast, you know, I don't know, 12, 16 hours, and then the first thing in your mouth is like a cereal bar or a fruit juice or a fruit smoothie, that's going to be a massive spike waiting to happen.
Right.
Yeah. So I think just listen to your body and see.
Andrew Huberman says that you should definitely wait 60 minutes after you wake before you eat.
How come?
I'm not exactly sure, so I just know the information, but it's waiting 60 minutes after you wake up before you eat. And there's something about, I think there's something beyond that, but I just remember that pace. I was like, okay, I'm going to make sure to wait.
Cool.
I could see that because your body's still
waking up.
Yeah, acclimating. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. One other thing that I've learned from him and that now we know has an impact on glucose is getting sunlight in your eyes in the morning.
Yeah.
So just light. Very interesting. I've been doing that. I love it. Really
huge.
Helps me go to sleep better at night.
Has there been studies around that and glucose?
Yes.
What has that said?
So when you do that in the morning, it sets your circadian rhythm better. And so it sets your hormones up better. And it has also a beneficial impact on your body's ability to regulate glucose throughout the day and throughout the night. So it's very cool.
Wow.
And all this stuff, it's just like, we know this.
Yes.
Like we humans are meant to see the light of day. Like it makes sense. All these things.
Mm-hmm.
Even like all the hacks that I talk about, for many of them, you find that these have been done for centuries.
Especially in Eastern cultures, the vinegar use and
veggies first, around the Mediterranean, all over the place, you know, walking after eating. There's a big Indian custom around that. I mean, it all makes sense. And now it's about, okay, we know why they work. We can visualize their impact on the body. So let's bring them back into our lives in a way that feels good so that we get back to that nice state.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, the sunlight in the eyes, can you just explain that a little bit more about what exactly that is and what the benefits are, just for anyone that might not know the information around that?
Yeah, of course. If you get light in your eyes in the morning, I think it's within 60 minutes after waking up. And even if there's no like actual sun shining, it doesn't matter, even if it's cloudy and you live in like London or something, just getting like the light of the day into your eyes helps tell your body, hey, this is the morning And as a result, 12 hours later, your body will then start producing melatonin. Melatonin is the hormone that you need in order to feel sleepy and sleep well.
Right.
Which is why if you ever travel to another time zone, one of the best hacks to sort of get onto that time zone is to get that morning light. But now we know it matters, even if you're not traveling, even if you're at home. Mm-hmm. It just really helps you have that cycle, wake up, be productive, have a nice day, and then the night come, not feel in, like you have insomnia or aren't able to fall asleep.
Right.
Because many of us, we just wake up, we're indoors, we stay indoors.
With our phones.
Yeah, the phones.
Yeah, the light above us. Mm-hmm. That is for most people, which is interesting to think about, you know, that would be the first input,
yes,
for people of their mm-hmm. circadian rhythm is a blue light, and it's a blue light to put them to bed. But Seneca, one of the Stoic principles is to watch the sunrise and watch the sunset.
Oh, I love that.
As like a beautiful mm-hmm. bookend to the day.
But many of us can't see the sunrise or the sunset. Many of us don't have outdoor space. And so what I do, for example, when I'm in Paris, is I just get up and I put my coat on and I go into the street and I just find a spot on the street that has some light. And I just literally stand there looking at the sky for like 5-10 minutes.
They're like, who's that model doing that photo shoot down
there? I'm
like,
don't worry, guys. I'm doing a photo shoot.
Yeah. You're like, there's nothing on under this.
But it's tough because my first inclination is like, I want to get my phone and like, you know, be on my phone while I'm on the street. And I have to be like, no, Jesse, just be in the light.
Yes.
Bask in the light.
Yes.
Like a plant.
Totally. What a moment that is. Just for yourself to have. And wonder. Also just to look at the sky.
Absolutely.
To remember that we're on a planet, we're humans on a planet, and this is like such a wild thing.
Can I tell you something crazy about that?
Huh.
So I saw this video that said, this is how you see the solar system. So the way that we imagine the solar system is like the sun is in the middle, not moving, and the planets are rotating, right, around it. But actually what's going on is that the sun itself is moving across space really, really, really fast. And so the sun is like this, and all the planets are moving around it as the sun is speeding through space. Like the sun is not static through space.
Really?
It's fucking going. Yeah.
Whoa. So we're not static in space.
No.
Whoa.
No.
I know,
and
we're like
also
rotating.
Spinning too.
We're spinning, and it's then like we're also orbiting.
Yeah.
And also the universe is expanding.
Yes.
This is like this crazy thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dude.
I know.
Not even real. It's flat. We're chilling.
Before we move on past vinegar, I wanted to ask about, because I know a lot of people are like having their beverages. So mm-hmm. the coffees, the different lattes or the matchas mm-hmm. and the different oat milks and the nut milks and the whatever, the dairy. So just as a little kind of aside, how can we optimize those beverages?
The coffee morning? Yes.
Yeah.
So listen, the most important thing is to try to avoid putting any sugar, honey, maple syrup, agave in your morning drink. If you need to sweeten, use something like stevia, okay? That's not going to create that big spike. So that's step one. And it might take a while to get to that point where you can go from like real sugar to stevia, but it's a really important step. Number two, when it comes to milks, to figure out if that milk is going to have an impact on your glucose, you need to think about where does the milk come from, okay? So let's say oat milk. So oats are actually a grain, right? And grains are full of starch. And starch turns to glucose when we digest it. And so oat milk is essentially starch juice. Same thing for rice milk. Rice is a grain, starch, glucose. Rice milk is starch juice. And so when you look at the spike that oat milk or rice milk create, the spike is really freaking big. On the other hand, if you look at nut milks, nuts don't contain that much starch. Nuts are like protein, fat, and fiber mostly. So their milks lead to much smaller glucose response, if any. So if you're going plant-based, it's always going to be better to choose a nut milk, macadamia nut milk, pistachio milk, almond milk, hazelnut milk, that kind of stuff, mm-hmm. versus a rice or an oat.
Got it.
And then dairy, if you go the dairy route, a full fat milk is actually going to be better too because of the fat content, which is protective. In week one of the method, when I lay the groundwork for breakfast, I explain that you can still have your coffee, your tea, whatever you want. Just if you're an oat milk person, I explain a few little things you can do to try to, you know, avoid it, change it, or have it in a way that's less damaging to glucose.
Sure.
Yeah.
Oat milk isn't even that good.
I don't like it.
I don't like it.
I don't like it.
I don't know. I just can't believe they get that trend happening.
Well, that campaign was just like campaign of oat milk. was a wild thing. It's always a wild thing when something becomes so huge.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah. But they were very smart because the way that they went to market is they gave the oat milk to just baristas and coffee shops. It was first not available in supermarkets.
Wow.
So that's smart, right? Because it became this thing in a coffee shop, you can order oat milk.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't like it either. I think it's gross, but it's just my personal taste. Yeah.
Like, no one get mad at me. I'm not coming for your oat milk.
It's fine. I think people just need to know what's in the food.
There's a lot of gums probably to bind together the oats and the water, I would think.
Yeah, I don't know exactly.
Hey, guys.
Listen, like, I'm
not and smile at
Krista Huberman.
Yeah, literally.
I'm a full fat dairy kind of person.
Well, that's very European.
I mean, I guess. What do you have?
Nut milk.
Nice.
Dairy milk is puke, actually.
What are you doing with my phone?
Oh, it's yours. I'm calling the cops.
Krista just like leaned over the table and got my phone. No, I got my phone out because I wanted to read to you guys
the
results of the pilot study. Whoa. So after the 4 weeks of the 2,700 people from 110 countries,
program.
That's ages 20 to 90. Yeah. No.
Wow.
Cool.
A 90-year-old?
Yeah.
The
4 weeks.
4 weeks. That's it. Okay.
Wow. They did exactly what's in the book.
Wow.
Like the exact same thing. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Because this is going to blow your mind. So bear in mind, these people for 4 weeks, they don't cut out anything. They just add these hacks in, okay? And the rest of the time, they do whatever the fuck they want. Okay. After the end of the 4 weeks, 89% of people reduced their cravings. 77% of people had more energy. 67% of people were happier. 58% slept better. 58% improved their mental health. 46% improved their skin. 41% improved their diabetes, and 35% improved their hormonal health.
Wow.
In 4 weeks.
Wow.
Wow. That's insane, actually.
Yeah, that's powerful.
It's so powerful.
I just, again, love what you mentioned before and just kind of hitting that home, the same with the light. It's that these are ancestral things that we've done over time that are culturally have been sort of removed from our diet. And that's what I love. I DM'd Andrew Huberman that. I'm like, I kind of need an episode that's like, how are we drawing connections between what is natural, what has happened in nature over the course of history that is now being proved by science.
Modern science proving ancient wisdom.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Exactly.
So many things.
Which is the thing like the vinegar. Okay.
Third week is veggie starters.
Okay. Let's
talk
about it.
So you're adding a dish of vegetables to your day before lunch or before dinner. Again, like the most amazing recipes. And in this particular week, there's so many recipes from my family members. I have like my cousins, my second cousins, my aunts, my mom's the cabbage thing. It's like reading like a family
like
portrait.
Like a family recipe
book. Yeah. I think the recipes in this week are probably my favorites just because when it comes to vegetables, you have so many things you can do. And so I pulled from so many just sides of my life, inspiration. Again, super easy stuff. 6 ingredients or less, including spices and shit. So like really, really simple. And the veggie starter really helps because veggies contain
fiber.
I was like, girl.
I was like, acetyl elements.
Fiber.
And so fun. Phytonutrients, too.
Also, yes. You were searching for the complicated thing.
Yeah.
I wanted to go simple.
Okay. So we've failed every single one of those any guest has ever done. Let's do the quiz. We failed every time.
What's my name?
Jessie. Glucose goddess. Gigi.
In Giuseppe.
Perfect.
In Giuseppe.
Thank you.
Perfect, guys. I love you guys.
It's
okay.
Right?
No, it's not.
Oh, fuck.
So it's in Chowspy.
In Chowspy.
Oh, do you said it before?
I know it was a joke. Okay. I said it as a joke. Okay, so fiber. Why is fiber cool before a meal? So veggies contain fiber, and fiber is amazing because when we eat fiber before a meal, she's got time to make it to our stomach, then our upper intestine, and then deploy herself onto the walls of our upper intestine, forming this protective mesh, like a shield that protects you from any glucose coming down afterwards during the meal. Mm. So you can still eat the same thing you would usually eat the rest of the meal. But just by adding this veggie starter, you're protecting your glucose levels. You're avoiding the inflammation, the aging, the roller coaster, the cravings, etc. And you're eating more than usual, and it's freaking delicious.
So when people are at a restaurant and there's bread on the table, what do we ask for so that we can kind of start?
You ask for like any sides. Often you'll see like the mains have sides.
Yes.
You can ask like for a side salad, some beans, some sauteed spinach, some cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, whatever, or just a very simple green salad. Most restaurants have that. And then you keep the bread for like after during the main. Yeah.
Okay.
And in the method, I also give lots of tips for what to do when you're at a restaurant, at work, traveling. I mean, it's not just like stay at home for 4 weeks and just cook and don't move anymore.
Totally.
You can, you know, fold it into your life.
And are there certain vegetables that you would recommend over others? Or are we just saying all vegetables?
All veggies.
Okay.
Raw, cooked, boiled, whatever. You just want to avoid like making too many super highly blended soups. Because when you blend something a lot, you're pulverizing the fiber particles. And so the fiber is less effective.
Interesting.
Wow, I eat soup that's like that all the time.
That's fine. It's totally fine.
Yeah.
Right? Like soup is amazing. But in the context of wanting to add a veggie starter to a meal, the soup is going to be slightly less effective than the whole vegetable.
Wow. Okay. Okay. And there's no difference between, because sometimes I feel like certain vegetables, if I eat them raw over, say, a steamed or sauteed or baked, they kind of mess with my system, but that's just individual.
So you mean the raw ones mess with the system? Yeah, sometimes they're a bit harder to digest.
Okay.
So it's really up
but
to you.
But it's still good for the deploying.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, she's going to deploy.
Okay, this app has been with me through seasons of wanting to prevent pregnancy and also get pregnant. The app is Natural Cycles. It is a leading women's health company that they created the world's first FDA-cleared birth control app. So the app's algorithm uses hormone-driven changes in body temperature to let users know when they're fertile and not fertile. It is so easy, y'all. Every single morning I wake up, I have the thermometer on my bedside table, and then I take my temperature, I input the temperature into the app, and boom, there you go. It is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. It's pretty incredible. I know a lot of people are just thinking about their birth control. A lot of people are going off hormonal birth control. This is an incredible option for you. I've been using it for a couple years now. And again, it is so easy. So the algorithm uses the body temperature to determine where a user is at in their cycle. The more they measure, the more data it will have. And if you have an Oura ring, by the way, it syncs with your Oura ring and it'll take your temperature automatically. Pretty cool. You can trust Natural Cycles. For the past 10 years, they have been setting the precedent for non-hormonal and non-invasive birth control without sacrificing effectiveness. They were the first to introduce a birth control app, the first to receive FDA clearance as a birth control app, and the first birth control app to integrate with that wearable device, the Oura ring. They're the best. I'm excited for you all. Listen, as our listener, you are going to get a discount plus a free thermometer, baby. Use code ALMOST30 at naturalcycles.com to get 15% off an annual subscription plus a free thermometer. That's naturalcycles.com. You're going to use the code ALMOST30 to get 15% off an annual membership and a free thermometer. Okay, small actions are pretty major. I was walking down the street the other day in the morning. I was on my way to the gym and I wasn't on my phone and was consciously doing so. I was head up looking around, just kind of noticing things about my neighborhood and the people. And I smiled at a few people that walked by. And surprisingly, this is not a common occurrence, but they smiled back. And I know that me smiling at them somehow impacted their moment in the day, and it impacted me to get a smile back. And I don't know, I was just like, wow, these like small little things that we can do can have some pretty big benefits. And it just reminds me how small things we can do for our health make a huge whole body difference. One of those things I do is Seeds DSO1 Daily Symbiotic. It has just made such a difference in my gut, skin, and I know it has improved my heart health. It is just two little capsules that make a huge, huge impact on your health. Just two capsules a day. I've been taking Seeds DSO1 Daily Symbiotic for about 4 years now, almost. Oh my God, it's been a long time, maybe 3 years. And I have never been more regular, which I love. It makes me feel really good. My skin has been clear, which is so nice. And I have experienced a huge reduction in bloating. So I know it works because there have been a couple weeks here and there where I forget to bring seed on vacation with me or when I'm traveling. And y'all, all of those symptoms come back. It's kind of wild. So I've just noticed such a difference. And it's easy to fit into my daily routine. I have it laid out every single morning. I take it on an empty stomach first thing in the morning, and it just sets off a chain reaction of really good habits throughout the day. So if you are not taking care of your gut, you must. Okay. This is the central hub for various pathways through the body, and a healthy gut microbiome means benefits for digestion, skin health, heart health, your immune system, and so much more. Seed is different because they have a patented capsule-in-capsule design, which means the fragile bacteria can survive the journey all the way in your GI tract from shipping to your door where it works best in your body. So it's a very unique thing that Seed has. And DSO1 was developed in collaboration with Seed Scientific Board and based on their foundational work in probiotics and the microbiome. They are all about the science. So if you want to read more about the science, please go to their website. And I just love that it comes to my door every single month. My refill is there, so I never have to worry about it. So trust your gut with Seed's DSO1 Daily Symbiotic. Go to seed.com/almost30 and use code 25ALMOST to get 25% off your first month. That's 25% off your first month of Seed's DSO1 Daily Symbiotic at seed, seed.com/almost with the code 25ALMOST.
Okay, third week we have veggies. Fourth week is walking.
Movement after
movement.
Meals.
Okay. What kind of movement?
10 minutes after a meal.
What are the benefits? What's the research?
So your muscles are amazing allies on your journey to steady glucose and feeling well. So your muscles, when they contract, they need energy to do so. And the more they contract, the more energy they need. Mm-hmm. And the first place they look for energy is in glucose in your bloodstream. Glucose is your body's favorite source of energy. And so we can use this to our advantage. And the hack is after one meal a day, use your muscles for 10 minutes. Okay, and so this might feel daunting, like, oh my God, you have to go to the gym. What's going on? No. It can be very simple movement. You can go for a walk. You can clean your apartment. You can also do my new favorite thing, which is, ladies, we'll do it together now. Okay, put your feet on the floor.
Okay.
Do some calf raises.
Okay.
So you go on your tippy toes and then back down, and you feel your calf muscle contracting.
Yeah.
And you go up and down, up and down.
Soleus muscle.
Yes, queen.
It was on your Instagram.
Yeah, just learned it a minute ago.
So exactly. So your calves contain this soleus muscle, which is extra talented at soaking up glucose from your bloodstream.
Ooh.
So you can be at work, even if you had to eat lunch at your desk, even if you can't get up for 1 second, you just do this for 10 minutes, and that counts as your movement hack. So we're really talking simple things here that anybody can do. And as you see, the results are really astonishing. So I'm very excited.
So it's like calf raises underneath your desk,
yeah,
or just calf raises in general.
Or you can do a YouTube video, you can dance, you can go ice skating, like whatever you want.
Yeah, 10 minutes.
10 minutes, once a day.
I was actually curious with eating. Is there any research or studies on if you're eating food consciously or unconsciously and the effects on your blood glucose levels?
You're psychic.
I am, actually.
I'm preparing a post on this.
Okay.
Wow. Yes, mindful eating. So mindful eating means eating without looking at a screen.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And I love eating while watching a movie or Netflix. It's like my passion.
Like, what are your interests?
Eating while watching Netflix.
Gazing into the black mirror and eating.
So yes, absolutely. So the research is showing some really interesting stuff. They took two groups of people, and all they did was they taught one group how to mindfully eat, and they didn't teach the other group. And that was it. And they followed them for a few months. The group of people who were taught to mindfully eat, therefore did it more often, saw a big improvement in their health and an improvement in their glucose levels. Because when you're mindfully eating, first of all, you're probably more aware of your body's like hunger and fullness cues. So you're probably going to be eating like an amount that is better suited to your body. And second, when you're eating mindfully, your body's like, okay, I'm eating now. Let's focus on this and let's try to make this as good of an experience as possible. Let's process the food as well as we can. So all of those nice things contribute to helping your health.
Mm. I love that.
Amazing.
I make a commitment just one meal a day. My breakfast
is
mindful.
Wow. Good for you.
Is that good?
Fuck yeah.
One meal? That's kind of sad.
No, most people have zero meals.
One out of three, though. Like, think of the...
And that's the rest a lot, Krista. Fucking face down on the ground.
And again, like, right?
But I have to force myself.
Yeah, it's really hard.
And I
really
pray hard. Over my food, and I'm like... putting my stevia in, and I'm like, this is magic stevia.
Mm-hmm.
It's bringing
mm-hmm.
money into my life.
Yes.
Every time I eat it. With movement, you know, and doing exercise or 10 minutes of movement after, walking outside is something that we really love.
Yes.
And I love that correlates to the research on grounding, something I'm really passionate about, getting in nature, getting our feet on the ground. So what's the correlation between grounding and blood glucose levels that can be inspiration for people in week four that want to move?
I love grounding as well. I'm obsessed, especially when it's on grass and the grass is a bit wet.
Oh, oh my gosh. And it's like sink a little bit.
Yeah.
That was like childhood.
I know. Same. I love that.
So good.
Yeah. It's the best feeling. The little toes between the grass.
It's like you're hydrating through your feet.
Yes, totally.
So there's some pretty amazing stuff that happens when we ground. And what I'm about to say is not like woo-woo. It's actually like proper science. When you ground, your nervous system connects to the Earth's nervous system. And any excess electrons move from your body into the ground, literally balancing out like your electric charge.
Wow.
And that has a whole bunch of positive effects on so many things in your body, but in particular on your glucose levels. So this study was done and they grounded people artificially by placing them in like a situation where there's a current going from them to the ground, whatever. It was like a scientific setting, right? And they grounded these people for like 4 hours. So it's way too long and you would never do that. But it was just to prove the point. And these were people who had type 2 diabetes. They were able to significantly reduce their glucose levels by, it's not going to mean much to you, but by 50 milligrams per deciliter, which is huge, huge, huge reduction. Like it's massive, massive, massive.
Wow.
And so for us, even doing this like 10 minutes once a week has big benefits. And the scientists think that this helps your glucose levels because it reduces stress in the body. It helps things move more smoothly. And glucose and stress are very linked. So the more you're experiencing stress, the higher your glucose will be. The higher your glucose will be, the more stressful it is to your body. So it becomes this sort of like vicious cycle. So grounding is one of the ways to break that cycle.
And the extra electrons in your body, do we know what is bad about that?
Well, we're electric beings, so we want a balance of positive and negative within our body. So when you have too many... it's like too much positive charge, the negative is balanced out by the earth.
Right.
Because the earth is negatively charged.
Thank you.
So it's inflammation. Yeah. We're electric beings.
Totally.
We are.
Totally.
That's why we really need the balance.
Yeah.
So earth and the sun, are there any other elements of nature like water that could be helpful? Or like, I guess just in like movement or anything
breathing.
Like that?
Breathing. Like
breath work,
breath work helps as well. Essentially, all the things that just help the body be in better balance and more connected seem to also help with glucose, because your glucose levels are almost like the pulse in your body. They go up and down a lot and they impact everything, but they're also impacted by everything. So naturally, when you take on these sorts of practices that are just overall good for a human being, you'll see a benefit also in your glucose levels.
Mm. You mentioned before we started that during the study, there was a few people who were able to get pregnant. Not that that was the goal.
Yes.
But I'm curious what the link is to fertility.
Absolutely. Infertility in females and polycystic ovarian syndrome is really increasing in prevalence, like really, really a lot. We're starting to understand that in most cases, if you have PCOS or fertility problems, it's because there's too much testosterone in a female body. So too many male sex hormones in a female body. And having excess testosterone is a direct consequence of glucose spikes that then lead to insulin levels being too high that then increase testosterone. So when we talk about polycystic ovarian syndrome, we're kind of talking about a group, like a big bag of symptoms that are just kind of grouped together and that all have that same cause of too much testosterone. So cystic ovaries, missed periods or just no periods, balding on the head when you're female, hair growth on like the chin and the face, acne, etc. And so often when you have PCOS, you're given the birth control pill because that contains female hormones. And so that brings back the balance artificially in the body. But really, you need to look at the underlying cause if you want to fix this issue for good. And a lot of women who've been on the pill for decades, they want to have a baby, they stop the pill, and then they're like, oh my God, I don't have my period. I'm not ovulating. Like, what's going on? And so that's something I'm seeing very frequently. And in the study, three women who were in that situation of no more periods since stopping the pill, being told they would have to do IVF, well, thankfully, the universe brought them to this method and they were able to actually get pregnant, like week 3 and 4, I think, of the method. Three people in this study. So just to show you how important it is to balance your glucose levels if you're on a journey to make sure hormones are balanced. Of course, it's not the only thing, but it's the non-negotiable foundation. If you don't have that, it's going to be really tough to solve the issue.
That is powerful. The one thing I wanted to talk about too was skin and glucose, because I think you've been talking a little bit about skin and glucose. So what is the relationship between having healthy, beautiful, vibrant skin and your glucose levels?
Do you want to talk more about like the wrinkles and aging side, or more like the acne, eczema side, or both?
Wrinkles and aging. You know it, baby.
Is that funny to you?
Because we're only 28 and we just want to be
people
proactive.
Tell me that you're going to have, that I might have wrinkles at some point.
Well, not with the glucose hacks. Yeah. Don't worry. Okay, so this is kind of funny, but from the moment you're born, you're slowly cooking like a chicken in the oven.
I know
it sounds crazy, but it's true. So from the moment you're born, you're slowly cooking. Then when you're fully cooked, you die. Let me explain.
I love this.
So when you put a chicken in the oven, it goes from pink to brown, right? It's cooked. It's also browned. And that process is called glycation. Glycation is cooking. And in the body, from the moment you're born, you're slowly glycating. You're slowly aging. You're slowly cooking. This happens in all of us. And if you look at like the cartilage of babies, it's white. If you look at the cartilage of somebody who's 100 years old, it's brown because they've actually browned. Anyway, we can't avoid the cooking. We're all chicken in the oven, but we can slow it down or speed it up. Okay? And the more glucose spikes you have, the faster that process happens, the faster you're cooking, the faster you're aging. And that shows on your skin as wrinkles, but also your organs are slowly deteriorating. And you might hear that glycation sounds like glucose. And the actual biochemical thing happening in your body is that when there's lots of glucose around, glucose bumps into other molecules and it kind of damages them. And it does what's called, it glycates the other molecules. And if glucose glycates a molecule of collagen, the collagen is then broken. And therefore, that's an impact on your skin because healthy skin needs a lot of collagen. So it's very linked. It's very cool. It's very interesting. And I know for a lot of people, that's quite motivating. Mm-hmm. It's like, I want to avoid the spikes because I want to age more slowly.
Yeah, the collagen connection is fascinating, actually.
Yes.
I wouldn't have thought about that. But you can tell. I mean, when I see people that have eat really well, and I would have thought it would have been more about the healthy fats or the fiber or the protein. But yeah, having those blood sugar spikes, even if they're not overweight or they don't have diabetes, you can kind of look at their skin and tell.
Mm-hmm. And it's a lot of different things, right? So glucose is one aspect, not smoking, not drinking too much alcohol. Like there are many aspects.
Yeah.
Glucose is one really helpful like prism through which to see everything and through which we can approach health in an easy, fun way. But of course, it's not everything, but it is the undeniable foundation. Like you cannot have a healthy body and mind if your glucose levels are completely all over the place.
I am juggling quite a bit lately. I have a new baby, 6 months in, and we are finishing our book and running a business and a marriage and a house. And it's just a lot, but everything is all good and just my dream, but it's a lot. But I have found that if my health routine is on point, then everything runs smoothly. And one huge piece of that routine is my supplementation. And Symbiotica has just always been a constant in my routine. If you haven't heard of Symbiotica, they're a health and wellness company that does everything with intention. I mean that from the bottom of my heart. Like I know them. Shervin has been on the podcast many times. I just have seen how passionate, how incredibly intelligent, how dedicated he is to creating products that are clean, plant-based, without toxic or harmful chemicals, which we need more of that in the world. So let me just run you through what I'm taking. I take the vitamin D3 K2. It's the liposomal form. I just squirt 12 little pumps in my mouth every single morning. I also take their B12. I'm also obsessed with the liposomal vitamin C. I have these little packets. Whether it's winter or whatever season, it's obviously great for immunity, but it also is amazing because it has biotin, one of nature's most beautifying ingredients. So I've seen an improvement in my skin, hair, and nail growth as well. I do have mom brain, but I'm doing my best to just support my brain health in any way. So for brain health, focus, and memory, I really love taking their liposomal magnesium L-threonate. It's an innovative form of magnesium that is able to cross the blood-brain barrier. It supports brain health, mood, immune system function, and overall well-being. It's incredible and tastes amazing. It's like this yummy vanilla cream flavor. That's the thing with Symbiotica products. They taste unbelievable. So it really makes taking all of these supplements so easy, so yummy, and I actually look forward to it. So if you want to give Symbiotica a try, there is no better time. Right now is the time. Symbiotica.com, C-Y-M-B-I-O-T-I-K-A. Use our code ALMOST30, 20% off site-wide. So major. And then when you bundle and subscribe, which I highly recommend because you never want to run out of anything, you're going to get an extra discount. So just do it up. Symbiotica.com and use the code ALMOST30 for 20% off site-wide. Okay, I need to introduce you to a revolutionary new app, Superhuman. I have been doing these Superhuman activations every single morning for the last 3 weeks. Let me just tell you, I kind of fell off of my game after I had the baby. Most of my time and energy was going to him. Still is, but I have been able to carve out time in the morning before I get into the swing with him. And I've been doing these activations. I do a lot of the shorter ones because I don't have a ton of time. But let me just say, this is new. Like, this is a new type of audio that are super energizing and really specifically designed to transform you into your future self. So I know a lot of us want to manifest things. I know a lot of us are thinking about planning for the future, but a lot of us feel stuck. And so I've just felt like this has unstuck me in just the most beautiful way. So I've been doing a lot of their pep talks. I've been doing some of their writing activations. This morning I did the 3 morning questions. It was a 7-minute, really vibey writing activation that I love. So I had my journal out. Yesterday I did a pep talk about tackling procrastination. There's a part of me that procrastinates quite a bit. So I love this. I love this. There's going to be an activation for you for this moment, for this day. It's incredibly supportive. So we actually interviewed Mimi Bouchard, the founder, not too long ago. Check out that interview. And we have a sample of one of the activations on our feed. So you can check that out as well. It's way easier to implement into your routine and far more effective than any other audio app out there. I've just noticed that I'm doing it much more consistently. So please don't miss out on this crazy deal. They rarely do discounts. On top of the 14-day free trial, get over 60% off your subscription for a limited time only at activation.com/almost30. Literally, there is no risk. If you change your mind and forget to cancel after the trial, you're covered by their money back guarantee. The offer is only available through their website, not on the App Store. So that's activations.com/almost30 for 60% off. It expires soon.
I know on your Instagram, you were mentioning the connection between glucose, cancer, and something else that I'm forgetting. Workouts. Exercise.
Mm-hmm.
Can we explain that?
Yeah, absolutely. So this is a cool, like quite early study. So it needs replication. But what scientists have found is that when you exercise very strong, like doing a HIIT workout, which is high intensity interval training, as I mentioned, your muscles need a lot of glucose for energy. And so when you have that kind of intense exercise, all the glucose in your body goes to, well, not all of it, but like a big part of it goes to your muscles to feed your muscles. And that helps starve specific types of tumors that rely on glucose for energy. So that's why people are seeing, they're like, oh, this type of exercise through the glucose mechanism is helping people with their cancer. But again, that's not very surprising. Like, we know that exercise is the number one most anti-aging thing you can do, period. Like, period. If people could bottle the effect of exercise and sell that as a pill, it would be the most sold medication in the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, people love pills. I want to talk about something I saw on your Instagram that I thought was fascinating, was cooking and reheating starches. Uh-huh. This was such a good one. Because it's again, cool. You're not changing what you're eating.
Yeah.
You're just changing the process. So tell us about that.
So when you cook a starch, bread, pasta, rice, potatoes, that kind of stuff, okay? Oats. So when you cook a starch and then you cool it down all the way down, okay? So it can be on your counter or in your fridge, and mm-hmm. It just needs to cool all the way down. Some of the starch during the cooling process turn to something that's very similar to fiber. They kind of transform from starch to fiber. Technically, this fiber-like thing is called resistant starch. It's a different name, but it's the same thing as fiber. And so as a result, you now have, for example, sweet potato. It was a sweet potato. You cooked it. You cooled it. Now it's a sweet potato with extra fiber in it. So smaller glucose spike. And then after it's cooled down, you can reheat it, recool it as many times as you want. No problem. It's still going to retain those helpful properties of that resistant starch. So very cool, especially if you do like batch cooking or you have leftovers for breakfast, my favorite breakfast. Yeah, it's really simple, really amazing.
Wow.
So when I'm eating like my cold dinner from the night before,
you're
like
doing great, girl.
Yes, that's more reason to eat leftovers, y'all.
Yes. Uh-huh. Leftovers for breakfast is my number one favorite breakfast.
What's your favorite leftover?
Cauliflower. I'm a massive cauliflower fan. Or Indian food leftover, I love as well.
Ooh, what do you get
in the morning?
What kind of Indian food?
I get butter chicken. I get the saag paneer, the spinach with the cheese, and then rice. And then in the morning, I put it in a pan, I reheat it, and then I crack some eggs in it.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
It's so good.
That is freaking
Yeah, that's real
bomb.
Good.
Real good. That is real good.
That's fascinating. I'll never forget that fact.
Yay.
Do we think we covered the 4-week flow?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Perfect.
To review, savory breakfast,
vinegar.
Adding in vinegar.
Veggie starter. And movement.
Movement.
The fast track to your new life. That's how I want people to experience this. It's me moving in with you, fast tracking you to something you've been wanting to do forever. And that was just difficult to start. Mm-hmm. Like, this is it. And we're all starting together on May 22nd.
Oh, amazing. Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Party time.
Party time.
Everybody in your community?
Monday, May 22nd. Yes. Well, everybody who gets the book, essentially.
Did anyone that did the study, were they
die?
Kids? Just kidding. Any kids?
Well, that's a good one.
Oh, good
probably,
question.
Probably not, but like, I'd be so curious.
I actually excluded anybody who was under 20 just for my particular pilot experiment purposes. But a lot of people told me that while they were doing the method, they started giving like the veggie starter to their kids. There's one veggie starter recipe, which radishes with dill and yogurt, and it's really, really good. And a lot of moms reached out and were like, my kids love this veggie starter. Oh. So yes, do it with your family.
Yeah, do it with the
family. Absolutely, absolutely.
What would be the benefit of a child having healthy blood glucose levels?
Okay, so this is a topic I want to go into. Yeah. I haven't done all the research yet, but from what I've learned so far, it's very beneficial.
I'm sure.
On growth, on brain, on tantrums, on mood, on sleep, on everything.
I can only imagine.
Yeah, yes. I mean, I'll see children and they're like eating like a bag of gummy bears, just like freaking out. And you're like, of course, their brain is like
absolutely
absorbing all of that and the artificial color.
I think they've also done studies on children with autism.
Yeah.
And sugar intake.
Mm-hmm.
And just how that's either helped or hindered their symptoms, the severity.
Wow.
So that's the next chapter at some point.
Yeah, that would be amazing.
Glucose. Kiddo. No, it has to be a G.
Glucose.
Gnomes.
I know. Googly gats.
Glucose gnomes. I love it.
And they could have little gnome merch. They're like little gnomes.
Glucose giggles.
Yes.
Oh, glucose something like that.
Glucose.
I mean, we need to get you into schools.
I mean, glucose girls. That's cute.
Yeah, glucose girls is cute.
But then glucose girls and
GURLZ.
Yeah. the glucose girls gangs.
Yeah, the glucose girls gang.
All great.
I get 10% of that. I get 10% of that.
Since I met you, Crystal, you're like, that's my idea, but I get 10%.
I know, honestly, because I know what you're doing behind the scenes, and I want 10% of it. Damn it. We love you so much.
Oh, I love
so
you
so excited much. About this. I just am so grateful to know you, and I'm so inspired by you, and I just...
Thank you.
And my last question is, you're dying today. What do you want to tell us?
Oh, shut up. Bite your tongue. That's horrible. Go like this.
Yeah, bite your tongue. Bite your tongue.
So I don't actually die.
No.
Oh, really?
Well, so biting your tongue tells the universe that, like, you didn't mean it.
Oh, that's a good one. Okay.
Punch yourself in the face. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, last question. What's your wish for everyone that gets the book?
But they open it and they're like, wow, love. Ease, I can fucking do this. I'm a boss. I got this. Yeah. Just like wanting to dive right in. And you'll notice there's so many things in this book that I did specifically so you get that feeling. So to give you another example, in the recipes, there's little bullet points with each step. And in each bullet point, the actual ingredient you need for that step is bolded so that really quickly you can see, okay, first step, I need onions and spinach, right? I just want everything to be super freaking simple. It's not a complicated cookbook. It's just like literally your fast track guide. Not complicated. Super, super simple.
So you want them to succeed?
Absolutely.
You feel really good?
Absolutely.
Love it.
Congratulations, absolutely. Baby.
The book.
I'll join the group on the 22nd.
Yes.
Me too.
The Glucose Goddess Method is the book. We're so excited. Make sure you get it. It's out now. This episode is
right around that time.
It's happening.
Glucose Goddess on Instagram. Our first episode you can listen to. Search Glucose Goddess Almost 30 Podcast. One of my favorites. And we love you so much. Thank you so much, Jesse. We love you so much. GlucoseGoddess.com, Glucose Goddess on Instagram to find more about her. And the book is The Glucose Goddess Method.
We love you guys. Thank you for listening to Almost 30. If you're OG's been with us for 7 years, holy cow. Thank
you.
We love you. And if you're new, make sure you're subscribed and please send this episode or any others that you love to a friend or family member. It's a great way to start a conversation. But just stay well until next time, y'all.
We love you so much. Ta-ta. Goodbye.
Later.